You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Mr. Bean. Haven't heard much out of him in a while.
Isn't he 155 years old this year?
He's 67.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't usually speak very much when he does his movies.
But British actor Rowan Atkinson, who's best known for playing Mr. Bean, he basically sparked a Russian attack fear in his little community in the UK. A birthday party for his girlfriend created havoc in this sleepy little village.
They thought the Russians had come?
After the fireworks he had for his girlfriend's 40th birthday were mistaken for a Russian invasion.
Oh, wow. That is...
All the rich people that lived around him assumed...
The Russians are coming! They're under attack! Oh, my God!
My God. Dogs ran away from their homes. Cats reportedly left spooked. After Rowan Atkinson's birthday party for his actress girlfriend's 40th.
It's like actually like seems like the plot of a Mr. Bean movie.
Totally does.
Exactly. I hope he was rolling camera.
There's actually, I guess, a military base nearby here.
Uh-huh.
And the residents there had feared that Vladimir Putin had extended his war in Ukraine to include Britain.
Right.
They thought the base was under attack.
I think he's smarter than that.
Yeah, I do.
Don't go right after Britain right away.
I could see Putin being like, if we get Mr. Bean, we get the entire island.
We win.
He's ours after the end.
Yeah, like his commanders come to him.
We have a bold plan. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bean's girlfriend's birthday is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes.
A new Russian plan. Yeah.
Word is, they plan on fireworks.
We replace firework with a nuclear device.
Cause panic, take over island.
Yes.
Start with Mr. Bean.
He will be the catalyst.
Man, it wouldn't be that crazy these days. We've heard weirder things
happen.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah. So I guess the fireworks started at 10 p.m.
Right around where fireworks would start.
A mother of one who was in bed when the fireworks went off says she did think the military base was being bombed.
He must have had some good fireworks.
Yeah. That's what they say. It must have been an expensive display because it was extremely loud. It went on for quite a while. Our front door was shaking, someone said. Our whole house was shaking.
You can tell they don't have firework displays like we do here.
Because it shook everybody up?
Because this, like, any time there's any kind, you know, 4th of July, I mean, you know, anywhere by my house, it sounds like Russia is invading. And we're just used to it.
Yeah.
We're like, we know it's not Russia. You know, yes, there's a military base near me, but it's just, this is just people's backyards.
There's a local wealthy family that said, we had our grandkids over that evening and it was horrific.
I mean, it's so...
They woke up crying thinking we were under attack.
Because the best, like, every kid around here just knows, hey, you're going to stay up a little later tonight because it's going to be absolute chaos and it's going to be awesome. We'll go outside and watch, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
So. I think we're alone in that, right? In terms of countries where people have to have their own fireworks displays.
Not sure.
Yeah, I think Canada has a little bit of
well,
it,
nowhere
right?
Near what not, the US
no,
had.
No.
Because Canada just had, you know, it was the long weekend in Canada.
Yes.
With Victoria Day.
I remember being a kid, though, and launching some. I don't think you could get the good stuff over there. That's what it is. Over here, you can get, like, a, you know, mortar shells that you can launch off. Like, the same stuff they're launching on a barge.
All of a sudden, too, Jameson is terrified of fireworks.
Oh,
and
no
it
way.
Just kind of kicked in. Like, he, hid. We couldn't find him. He was hiding underneath this little thing in our bedroom.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
And that just
weird
started.
That for it to kick in like that.
Yeah. And he's never, I mean, later. Thunder's kind of got him before.
Hmm.
But this is the first time fireworks just scared the bejesus out of
him. Yeah, that's crazy. Because he was always, like, you know.
Nothing bothered him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it was not a Russian invasion. Luckily,
oh, thank God,
it was
though.
Just Mr. Bean's
you don't need that
much
either.
Younger girlfriend. Because, again, here's another one of those Hollywood couples,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
He's 67. She just turned 40. And this was to celebrate her 40th birthday.
Well, he's a national treasure over there.
Exactly.
Is he?
He is.
Isn't he?
He is.
Oh, my God. When I think of England, I think of...
Mr. Bean.
The monarchy. And I think of Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
And one those buses. And two. Those two...
Yep.
Double-decker buses. Suppose I should know more about their culture.
All I know is Mr. Bean and
you nailed it. I think you nailed it. I went over there, and that's all I saw.
Mm-hmm. Lisa sent me this, and this seems like the worst night of your life. You go to a Coldplay concert, and then you have to hop on a bike to power the show.
Oh, my God. And that is like what they, if you want to get information out of me, put me in that situation.
Isn't that awful?
Fans power Coldplay's eco-conscious Music of the Spheres tour by riding energy-storing stationary bikes. Oh, the first comment is, for F's sake.
That lady
Someone else
closed.
Said, so you're saying there's a way to stop them?
so bad.
Not everyone is on a bike.
No, there's like, what is there, like only a couple of people?
Yeah. I'm not riding a bike at a show.
Oh,
no.
My God.
The only thing is, being a short guy, maybe if I was on that bike, I might be able to see the show.
Oh, you're right. It does elevate you a bit.
Yeah.
Might give you a better, but then you'd be pedaling so slow, so the lights would start to dim.
Yeah, I'm not. The laser show would be less. What I love, too, is like you look at the amount of lasers they're shooting off and all
there's
the stuff.
No way.
There's no way that those four bikes are doing anything.
They're
not doing a thing.
I've just never seen two people that I just for sure never want to be friends with. Like,
I know.
I'm like, that's right away. I'm like, we will never be friends. Look at you. You're actually exerting energy to keep Coldplay playing? Why would you do that?
Please stop.
What's the matter with your life? What happened? Really?
There's so many bikes empty the right.
Because who's going to do that at a concert?
I don't know.
I didn't come here to power your music.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a...
Oh, Coldplay, they're trying.
If somebody could invent the one thing I would hate to do more than anything, it'd be ride a bicycle at a Coldplay show. I don't understand.
Did you hear what they're doing to Andy tonight?
That's literally my hell. Yeah. He'll tell you anything you want to know. We got him on a bicycle that's powering a Coldplay show.
We haven't told Andy yet, but we're taking him to a... exercise bike at a Coldplay show tonight.
Yeah,
all right, Andy, get her going.
I hate this.
I don't, Andy.
No, God, I hate this. This is the worst.
Just know that your pedals are keeping Coldplay going.
Oh, my God. That's not a reward. That's not a treat. That doesn't help motivate me. This is terrible.
Keep pedaling. The lasers are gone.
The lasers will stop if you stop pedaling.
Oh, my God. I need them to stop. I need this whole thing to stop. I'm out of here. Yeah, that's a...
No.
They're just too hippy-dippy for me.
Oh, man. They are.
Yeah.
They are.
The woman who wrote a book.
Oh.
Yeah. On how to murder your husband, and then was actually accused of murdering her husband. Her trial is underway right now. Here's the latest for that.
Is this gray-haired romance novelist a grieving widow or a calculated murderer? Nancy Brophy is author of such steamy romance books as The Wrong Husband and The Wrong Lover,
The Wrong Husband.
And also an article titled, get this, How to Murder Your Husband. Now she's accused of doing just that, gunning down her husband of 26 years.
Nancy shot him first in the back.
But the defense paints a much different picture, that of the bereaved wife, shattered by the loss of her slain husband, Daniel Brophy.
Nancy Crampton Brophy has always been thoroughly, madly, crazy in love with Daniel Brophy, and she still is today.
In the 2011 How to Murder Your Husband article, Nancy Brophy writes, a spouse who commits mariticide will almost certainly become a prime suspect. To get off, the wife must be organized, ruthless, and very clever. 7 years later, her husband winds up brutally murdered inside the kitchen of a Portland, Oregon culinary institute where he taught cooking.
We're given 4 dozen oysters to each team. See who's done first.
On the morning of the murder, police say Nancy Brophy told them she was still in bed when her husband was gunned down. But then came a shocking discovery. Surveillance footage that prosecutors say ties her to the scene of the crime. The footage shows Nancy Brophy driving by the culinary school around the time of the slaying.
She is then seen on numerous cameras around the area of the Oregon Culinary Institute.
On the stand, the novelist admitted she was driving the vehicle, but claimed she had no memory of being there.
Mm. It's always a risk for a defendant to take the stand. I don't think she did well. For a defendant to get on the stand and says, I have gaps in my memory, how convenient. How convenient that you don't remember just the most important parts of this story.
It's amazing to me when people paint themselves into a corner by saying, like, oh, I was completely in bed still. I never even left my house that day. And the cops have a video of you
right.
driving around.
Shabam.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, man, that was great. Thank you so much for telling us that you were... Because once that is said,
your credibility
they basically know.
Like, every picture of that guy, he looks like he's literally like, this bitch is going to kill me.
That's true.
And I don't know if they just picked those pictures.
Or if that's just every.
She's
wrapped around his bag and he's like...
I mean, she's got a big smile. He's like, she might have a knife on her right now.
He's in some kind of Hawaiian shirt that I feel like was clearly forced on him because she had one on.
He's not happy. He's not a happy man. But, like, every picture looks like he's like, is she killing me right now?
Help.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just hope your partner doesn't want to kill you one day.
Right? When they write an article about how to kill your husband, you probably should take notice.
And you wrote a book called The Wrong Husband?
The Wrong
Husband. I don't think any of those were burning up the charts.
No. I'm sure not.
They didn't
still
look like it.
The fact that you wrote them.
Yeah.
Like if Amber it's into your wrote mind. A book called I Married the Wrong Guy or something.
Like, how to Kill Dave.
You don't just write that?
How to Kill a Man Named Dave.
Come on. How to Kill an Irishman.
Yeah.
You know,
how
anything.
To Kill a Radio Host.
Not something I'd be comfortable with.
No.
I'd question her from that time. Never mind, continue to be with her through the years.
I know. Yeah. It's weird, though. You know, you love
what
her
do you
and
tell
stuff.
Your partner when you... basically written an article
it's
about how
friction.
To kill them.
It's
that's it. That's all you say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was really putting in some extra hours to get that culinary thing off the ground, get out of there.
Oh. Didn't work. Well, the other thing is, like, who are you going to let in there at, like, whatever time it was?
Yeah.
It's like he probably opened the door, let her in.
And she killed him.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Well, a Wisconsin couple, speaking of killing, they had a bear get into their house. They spotted it eating from their bird feeder.
Yeah.
And they tried to shoo it away, but it decided, oh, you actually look tastier.
Oh, no.
Than this food anyway. Mm-mm. The bear got into their house about 11 o'clock the other night at their home in north central Wisconsin. The bear charged through a window after they were yelling for it to go away.
Yeah.
Attacked the couple.
The couple killed it, bare hands.
They were able to stab the bear to death with a kitchen knife.
That's a Wisconsin couple if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, the big cheese party afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Huge cheese knife. They killed a bear in hand-to-hand combat?
They killed a bear with a kitchen knife that jumped through their window to attack them when they shoot it away from their bird feeder.
It's definitely the woman. They're a strong, cheesy eating bunch.
Wisconsin women.
They're tougher than you think.
Now they can own story time at any party.
That's true.
I do for a long time.
It's like the time we killed that bear in the park. Remember when you stabbed him in his throat a bunch of times?
It was definitely Barb.
It was
Barb's husband was trying to
at
distract
first I was
it.
Like, is the knife killer? Or is she just strangling the life out of that bear? I cannot believe it. We're on hands. That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, but you guys got any stories of your party? I didn't mean to steal all the...
We had a
leak in the roof the other day.
Did they talk to these people?
A bear had a leak in its organs from when we stabbed it multiple times.
A man and a woman treated at the hospital for several bites and other injuries before being released. The couple's kids were asleep in their bedrooms at the time.
Wow.
And weren't injured. The bear was an adult female. One cub was seen running off as the bear ran toward the home.
It.
State wildlife officials took the bear for testing. Authorities haven't specified what kind of bear it was.
Black bear, right?
I just got to assume that the bear was on top of the guy and was chomping away, and then Barb came over and and gutted the thing.
She locked her elbows in to be on. Uh-huh. I didn't know bears could pass out like people like that, but they can.
And then she chopped its head right off.
I hope the kids didn't come down.
Oh my God. Get back in the house!
Your mom's killing a bear. Mom, what are you doing to the bear? Get back there. That's mom.
Dangerous.
Traumatized the whole family, right?
The whole family.
Mom's making like a rug out of it already.
Man. Oh my god!
We were staying at our Aunt Barb's house, and it's like we heard a commotion in the middle of the night, and then we ran out there, and it was crazy. Barb had this bear and like a headlock thing with his elbow right on where its blood goes to its brain. It was insane. And then her uncle just kept stabbing it, and she was choking it, and she was choking it. And
they were fine.
I thought her uncle was going to run out of steam before Barb, but Aunt Barb was the one that put that bear down. She was the last one standing.
She would. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. There's a picture of the dead bear.
There it is.
Jesus.
They killed it. Hand-to-hand combat. Listen, there's very few people who've ever survived a hand-to-hand encounter with a bear. Like, I feel like back in the day, they would have broken off the bear's teeth and made you an ornate necklace, and you would be like the leader of some kind of hunting tribe.
We made Barb this really cool bear hat thing.
Yeah.
We call her Barb.
Yeah, listen, if it's you or the bear, you hate to see any animal slaughtered, but if it's you or the animal, it's got to be the animal, right? I get that. But what a terrifying moment for them.
Yeah.
It must have been super, super scary. I mean, I'd love to see an interview with that couple if
they
ever want to talk
about it.
That
would be great.
I do feel bad for the bear, though.
Yeah.
Well, the bear did bear stuff.
Yeah. Don't tell me not to eat your bird food.
That's what we all hope, right? We all hope that you can yell at bears and then they'll go
away. They'll go away.
Right. But every once in a while, they're like, I'm a bear, though.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
You're just yelling?
Oh, God. You screwed up.
Sure, you have technology, but...
Yeah, the bear broke a window while charging inside the home. You can see just destroyed the window there.
I mean, I still, even though it's a black bear, I don't want to fight that thing.
No, no.
It's got vicious claws.
Yeah, it'll still attack you. Scary times.
Oh, it said who stabbed. It was the husband, I think, unfortunately.
No, it's because Barb was choking it out.
Oh, no, they don't say. They still don't say.
I've never seen Barb grab the bear by the bottom jaw and then ripped it off its face.
Eventually, the man was able to grab a firearm. And
oh,
so they stabbed, but then had to shoot it.
They got bit up, too. They got bit up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Again, I want the interview. Hopefully, that Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show gets to interview them as well. Just
It'll
like she
like
interviewed
some,
that pilot.
Some super hunky Wisconsin
She'll
beast
fall
man.
For him as
yeah.
well.
Bearded beast man. Oh, my God. How did
He's
you
all
kill
hot
that
and bothered.
Bear? How did you kill that bear?
That thing was
Oh, Lisa, you might not have seen
I
that.
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah,
she did an interview with that guy who was able to land the plane even though he'd never flown before, and she was basically all over his job.
Oh, wow, she liked him.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, he was like a decent-looking guy, but she was like, oh, my God, how did you do that? Oh, my God.
It was so obvious she had a thing for him.
It was pretty crazy.
She was looking at him like how I look at John Cena.
Yeah, exactly. Just to put it in perspective. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. The idiot criminal of the day.
Police in Louisiana made a bizarre discovery when they came across a house that was abandoned right in the middle of a road. The house was on the back of a trailer being hauled by a truck. Police put the photo on Facebook. The house looks huge. Doesn't appear to be split up like houses usually are when they're being trucked around. It was completely blocking both sides of the roads, and in its wake, there was a string of damaged mailboxes, road signs, trees, power lines, and poles. It was just destroying everything in its way.
Wow.
The police arrested the 46-year-old homeowner and an accomplice for criminal damage to property, violating a local ordinance, and obstruction of a highway. They say this is part of an ongoing situation with the homeowner, who was told he would need permits to move a house like that, but he just ignored it and figured, I can do it by myself.
Oh, well, permits? Hell no.
See, I didn't
move
think...
a house, you can...
I can move it myself. What the hell, permit schmermit?
I didn't think you could just move a house by yourself. You'd have to call someone.
Right.
Whose, like, right. job this is. He just picked the whole thing up.
Somehow. How? I don't even know. How do you get it even on the trailer?
I don't even know.
How do you get a
dude.
House on a trailer?
I don't know how it's balanced so perfectly.
I don't know.
They were smashing in the mailboxes and stuff.
Telephone poles.
Yeah.
That's it's bizarre.
Is it like a drunk move? Move my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We can do it.
I got friends.
We can do it.
I don't see why I need paperwork involved.
I measured. I took like a rug. I like stepped off.
You're telling me every one of these houses, everybody had to fill out all kinds of paperwork, get them there? I don't
get
think so.
That.
I do not think so.
I walk from here to the other side. It's like 30 steps. I don't know.
Want to live in a country where you can't move a house.
Look at this guy's face. How could he have ever come up with that?
I don't know.
How did he make that happen?
He had to have help.
Yeah, he had some
That's
help.
That's who he had to help
yeah,
him.
It's not great.
It's know. Dumb and dumber. What's up with his nose?
Well,
I don't.
Been broke several times.
Yep. You think
probably,
I ain't been
probably
punched?
House fell on it.
It looks like they branded his nose with the same little wiener thing that Bam Margera got branded with in Jackass.
God, it does look like a dick on his nose.
Yeah.
Look, there's the balls.
It's not great. It's not the best.
Stop it. Does he have a dick tattoo on his nose?
I don't think so. I
oh,
think it's
Nico
just...
Dick nose.
Oh, wait.
It looks like
what
it.
Does
you guys, he
have?
Looks like he has a wiener tattooed on his nose. Dick nose.
What is this guy?
What is that? It's not a fashion statement.
What has he done?
Did the cops draw it on there?
That's a good eye, Dave.
That was James.
Oh, James. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
James.
James saw a dick nose.
I know a James. Dick when I see one.
Yeah, well, of course. That's what true. Am I thinking? Why would I think anybody
spot
else
spot one a mile
see
away.
You?
In fact, I think there's somebody at the corner with their wiener out right now.
You can sense it. You can sense it.
I feel it in my bones.
You think this guy just got cut on the nose in such a way and it just
that it looks like two balls in a shaft?
Because it's not perfect enough to be...
Well, that would be bad luck.
I feel like it is.
I got a
I feel
dick
like
cut
it was.
Right on my nose?
It's like, hey, we healed up your nose. Just to let you know, though, it looks remarkably like a penis.
His expression makes more sense.
It does. Yeah, I got a dick on my nose.
If I had a dick on my nose, I'd be moving my own house. No time to go.
Gotta get out of Dodge.
The other guy's like, he's the leader.
I followed him because of that dick on his nose.
Trying to help him out.
We're going to have to tweet this out so you guys can see. Is that a dick tattoo on his nose?
I just wonder if we could find him somewhere
else. The mugshots are posted up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so we can send them right there to our website.
There you go. Well, we will do that. Go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and check out the mugshots and see what you think. Is that a dick tattoo on his nose?
But we know the. Do we know the guy's name?
Yeah, the guy.
Nico.
This,
yeah, like
Nico.
Do you think he has? Do you think he has anything else?
Yeah, maybe that's
like an Instagram.
Like an iffy
Instagram.
Like, I need to see if this guy has a signal.
That's him, right?
Oh boy, I don't know.
That's his MySpace. That's him. That's totally him.
Oh my god,
him.
That's his MySpace.
Oh my god, look at his douche pictures on his MySpace.
Well, he was so young then.
It's hard. The MySpace photos are so blurry. It's hard to tell if he has that
they were
tattoo.
I don't see it.
Is he?
Is that both
shirtless?
Them in the other photo?
That's not him. No, that can't be him, right?
That's Dick McKay. I'm guessing male porn star.
How many people have that name, though?
Not many.
Not many. Oh boy! Wait a
There's
second.
A lot of joshing around.
There seems to be a few joshing around. This guy doesn't josh around, does he?
I don't know. I can't comment on this man's sexuality. These are just different men. They're not him.
Okay.
The Joshers aren't him.
Okay.
This is these are
really
his photos.
Like him.
I don't see a dick on his nose. So this is something that he's done.
You guys, that is that's a dick.
Why would
nose.
He do that?
Someone says 1,000% it's a big old penis.
He did that on purpose? He
come on, look, there's
oh,
that's even.
It looks so, it looks like he did it himself with like some kind of hot gun.
You think he fell asleep and someone did it to him? Passed out on drugs or something.
Yeah, like on, you'd have you to be on drugs like- for me to brand a penis on your nose.
Oh my God.
No, I think he voluntarily did this.
I don't understand why.
You can't get how. In the mind of a man who moves his own house.
I guess you can't, right? I guess you can't. Anyway, they say it was part of an ongoing situation, but they won't say what the cops did with the house that was just left abandoned in the middle of the road by old Dick Nose and his buddy.
So they must have got to some point and realized we can't get by whatever this is. And they just said, ah, forget it, leave it. They just left it.
They just abandoned it.
They left
it.
A home. Forget it.
Man, there's like, it was in the ground, right? There's the utility box on the side of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know how they did any of this up to code.
And it belonged to them. They didn't.
It somehow belonged to one of them. Dick Nose, I believe.
The homeowner was told he needed permits to move a house like that, and he just ignored it and tried to do it on his own. A bizarre tale.
Like, the professional people, like, they've moved a space shuttle through full neighborhoods and not done as much damage as these two morons.
Yeah, but normally they say they normally split it down the middle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't move the whole thing at once.
Right, because you can't, as you can clearly see.
As we've just learned. Again, go see the guy and his buddy who did this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Well, when the Hoochie Hut comes to town, you can expect a little controversy. There is a new strip club about to open up called the Hoochie Hut.
I wondered what it was, if it was one of those coffee places.
Oh.
No, it's in North Carolina in Waynesville. But they're coming out of the gates not pulling any punches.
Okay.
In fact, as they say, coming soon, it is not spelt C-O-M-I-N-G.
Oh, wow.
They're being bold with it.
Yeah.
And that's pissing some neighbors off. Here's the story now. Take a listen.
Here is the sign in question. I'm actually having to stand in front of half of it because some of the wording isn't suitable for broadcast. Future site of the Hoochie Hut. The bright green sign appearing Thursday night on this property off Old Balsam Road. Oh, yeah. 24-hour adult superstore and strip club coming soon, it reads. The advertisement raising eyebrows and concerns.
Oh, it's not appropriate. I'm glad I don't have kids here.
Rich Black lives just feet away.
I'm right on the property line.
Oh, you can see it there.
So
they didn't cover that up.
Are right next door.
Black, worried about they financial impacts of the potential new business, did some online research.
The only thing that would be worse for lowering your property value would be if you have a bad school district. Okay? It would be better if this was a sewer plant. Then
are they worried about their property value there?
Haywood County's planning and
it appears that way. It has to be more than 1,300 feet from the edge of the property.
Black hopeful it's a joke. He came across property owner Dustin Smith as he was clearing the land. Smith, declining to go on camera, told us right now he's using the land to store cars
for
an extension of his vehicle repair business. Smith, though, staying tight-lipped about future plans for the property. Our business registration search coming up empty.
I don't think it's real.
Myrna Campbell isn't buying it.
It's just his way of striking back at the neighbor who questioned what his intent was for the property.
The secretary of Hunt Estates Homeowners Association calling the sign an act of retaliation after neighbors brought up issue with Smith storing cars on the lot.
Okay.
Our main concern is that regulations be followed and it be done properly if he is going to use that as a place to store inoperable vehicles.
Campbell says she's written a letter to the Haywood County manager on behalf of the neighborhood. Hoochie Hut or not, Smith tells me he does plan on installing a privacy fence around his property.
So he put up a sign that he's opening a really filthy strip club just to piss off his neighbor who complained about him parking a couple of cars there.
And they believed it, I guess. Well, I think the news.
I don't think that one guy's too hard to trick.
No, the first guy?
No.
That guy pretty... Well, I was trying to figure out whether or not that guy's his buddy. And he's now, like, pretending to be all upset about the... Because everyone else is like, I don't know. I'm trying to... Like, everyone else in the town knows... Yeah, come on. Like, there's cars parked all over the place.
I'm disappointed that it was just, like, retaliation. I wanted it so bad to be like, that's my dream, and it is just in dream state right now.
What a place to put it. There's nobody around.
It looks like it's in the middle of a trailer park.
That's why you know that it's...
It's in the woods.
But then again, it's a hoochie hut. I've seen them in worse places.
Well, wherever you can get some cheap land.
You visualize them, and then you execute them.
Few pretty girls and a couple ugly ones. Free daily peep show, all naked all the time. Like, that's... If that's just to piss off your neighbor, that's a pretty elaborate...
I mean, it's
Well, my buddies work down at the sign place.
That's exactly how it happened.
Don't worry, I'll get you one of them signs. I'll just make it.
What do you want it to say?
All naked, all the time.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You got any funny, like, stripper lines, like, that they use all the time? A few pretty girls, couple ugly ones.
That's on
every sign.
When you say coming soon, spell it differently.
Yeah.
I was on the fence that they was just going to be naked some of the time.
All the time.
For 24 hours, like, it'll never close.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the one chick's like, it's not real.
The other guy's like, I'm pretty sure it's real. I don't know where the
that guy was ready to.
No, I think that guy was. I want to go back to the interview with that one neighbor to see what he said. Oh, that, yeah.
Because this is the guy I'm trying to figure out whether or not he's, like, part of it.
Concerns.
It's not appropriate. I'm glad I don't have kids here.
Rich Black lives just feet away.
Yeah. I'm right on the property line. So, literally, we are right next door.
Black, worried about financial...
That's the guy he wants to piss off.
Yeah.
That's the guy who complained that he wants... He says it's inappropriate. He probably means the sign is inappropriate.
Well,
or
yes.
He believes that they're actually... He's going to build a strip club there.
Well, and the thing is, they could have chopped up his interview. Like, he could have been talking about the cars that were parked there.
Yeah, and they edited it.
You know, and then they just were like, we'll take the out about the cars and we'll just say...
I don't know.
It's hard to know what Rich Black thinks.
I think old Rich Black is... I think that they kind of torment him in that neighborhood. It seems.
I feel like they wish Rich Black didn't live there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. He's probably caused some trouble.
Yeah. I feel like that guy that was like, put the sign up. There's been several times where he's like, mind your business, Rich.
It's like, I'm just trying to make my place more expensive.
So I have cars on it.
Yeah, Dustin Smith, the guy behind it all, he's a character for sure.
Well, he wouldn't come on camera. He knows.
No, that's as close as they got to him.
Yeah. There. Is that the reporter?
That's the reporter talking to him.
Yeah.
But
I just don't know. I just don't know how much value is going to be added one way or the other to the area where all of these guys live.
Yeah, not much.
I don't really think it'll change too much.
No.
Someone said there is actually a club like this in Arkansas in a trailer park, but you do have to bring your own booze and your own chair.
Fully legal operation.
Yep. Bring a sturdy chair. Is one of those big girls going to give you a lap dance?
Oh, recliner. Bring a recliner.
Oh, yeah.
If you
have to wheel in there.
Listen, what this guy did at a McDonald's, although it's another case of fast food rage to a certain degree, we've all thought of doing, I'm sure. And this man, I believe it's done, but he was blockading a McDonald's drive-through after refusing to pull ahead and park and wait for
Isn't
his
this your move?
Double sausage.
Isn't this your
egg.
Move?
I thought
you
about
claimed,
it.
Haven't you claimed this to be your move?
I wanted
you
to.
Will not? You will not?
No, I said that's what I'd love to do.
Okay.
I'd love to say, no, I'm not pulling forward.
Oh.
But then I don't want them to spit in my food, so I pull forward.
Right.
And then I wait and get angry. But about 9:30 in the morning Sunday, 55-year-old Stuart Yates drove to his local McDonald's to order two breakfast meals. He was asked to pull ahead and park in one of the spots to wait for his order because they were quite busy. He said, listen, I came here last week and I waited there for over 15 minutes and I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere until I get my food. He refused to move. And since then, the drive-through lane has been closed and the police have had to be called to the scene.
Wait a second. He's still there? He's still there,
he
Dave?
He was there at least 29 hours later, was still there.
Oh, he's still waiting. Still waiting. Still waiting for
McDonald's
his two sandwiches.
A staff member said the other cars managed to reverse out, but he wouldn't move. We asked him to park ahead and he wouldn't, so now he's just sitting there. He only wanted a small order, only would have taken us a couple extra minutes, but we just didn't have it ready. So now he's refusing to move. He wouldn't park. He wouldn't accept the food. He wouldn't accept a refund. Now he's there for over 20 minutes. This is when it first started. But he said he was standing by his intentions, and he will willingly hold up the drive-thru for a week if he has to prove his point.
This is like a man. This is his version of that falling down movie where the guy just loses it, like driving, and then he gets off
on
the highway.
That's a great movie.
You know, this is his falling down. He's just lost it because his food was ready. They tried to give it to him.
I don't know what happened to him with that 15-minute order last time. It's like he went back to his house and his family had died in a horrible fire or something. I don't know what makes you wait 29 hours.
So is he just peeing in the car?
Yeah, well, God, I never, probably in a bottle or a cup or I don't know.
They can't tow him because he's in there.
He said,
I don't know, can they?
No, they can't. I don't think with somebody inside the car, you can't tow it.
Yeah, I'd be so furious behind him.
Well, as of the next day at 3 p.m., this was 9:30. As of yesterday at 3 p.m., he was still there.
You think he's
and the
still
drive-thru
there?
Was still closed.
There's no telling, Lise. I don't know how you get him out of there.
People lose their minds at these fast food places.
Yeah, no, they do. Right? This guy said, I waited 27 minutes after pulling ahead, and I had to call them and remind them I was there. So after that, I've never moved again. I refuse.
Yeah. I mean, you got to still play ball, though.
That's it.
Like, there's been times, I mean, they gave me the fear. I waited there. Nobody showed up.
27 minutes is a long time to wait.
He said, now when I pull up, I say no. Listen, I waited once for 27 minutes and had to call you guys and remind you I was here. So, no, I'll just sit here and wait.
Yeah, so he's one of these guys.
He's one of those
guys.
But
when he gets his food, when they finally give it to him, he doesn't just say, you know what, I'm going to stay here for a week just to teach you a lesson.
No, he goes. He just refuses to pull ahead.
That's it.
He's just waiting.
I can understand it to some extent. I can.
I said I've thought about it because I've also been the guy that I thought they forgot, right?
Yes.
I wasn't 27 minutes, but it was like almost 15 minutes. And, yeah, you know, it doesn't take that long to make anything there.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mine's not like I'm enraged from it. It's more of like an abandonment issue.
Yeah, it's like a fear of abandonment.
Yeah. Like it's a. I'm like, well, what if they don't? And I just sit there.
They forgot about me.
And I don't know what was going on that day. Two cars. So there's two spots to pull ahead. I pulled up and a car pulled right up beside me. They gave him his food. He left. I'm still there. Another car pulls up. They come out with their food. They left. I'm still there.
Right. So at that point, you know, they've lost your order in the mix or whatever.
And you're just teased. You see the employee come out with a bag. You're like, oh, finally. And
yeah.
They go to the other car. And you see employee again with another bag. And then they go to the other car. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that waiting window is there's a lot of emotionally trying times sitting there.
I think the further away they make you park, too, the less your chances of being remembered are. Because sometimes there's like an initial spot that you can pull up to. But then sometimes they're like, can you go park over there in those spots over there? I feel like that's when they're just putting you out to pasture.
I don't know. I guess I've never gone through Taco Bell's drive-thru too much.
I've never seen them.
They don't have a pull-ahead spot, do they?
No.
Do they?
No, sometimes they might ask you just to kind of pull around and park. Like some of them have like a weird front door and like a side door, so they tell you to pull around and hang out at the front door. But it's really rare to where I've been asked to get out of the way.
That must have been a hell of an order.
Well, most of my orders are.
Yeah. True.
Someone said there's a timer system for a reason. Never pull up ever. So is that what they're doing? They're just getting you off their
clock, right?
Because you set back their times?
We saw the person like reach down and like put a tray down there to like activate the timer. They were trying to fool it into thinking they were doing better than what they were.
It's just like you got to just like be like, are you gonna really tell anybody I'm over there?
You just have to get honest about it.
I'm like, are you really going to tell anybody I'm going over that other window? And they're like, absolutely. I'm like, you promised?
Yeah.
Someone said I waited 45 minutes after pulling ahead at a Taco Bell.
Come on, though. Like, what's your... What, like, come on.
Never again.
I would never wait 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, you just...
At what point do you get out of your car, though, and you go walk in, and you're like, hey...
I'll drive back around through the whole thing.
To me, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah,
after 10 minutes, I'm like, are you serious? 10
minutes is enough.
But can we all agree, as much as we'd like, you can't cause a standoff in the drive-thru?
Yes, of course.
Like, you can't refuse. People are refusing to pull ahead. A lot of people are texting us. That's what they do. They say no.
I can understand it.
But weren't you worried about getting boogers or snot or saliva or whatever?
You have to be fine with eating spit.
Every time I go through a fast food drive-thru, the money I give them, I'm like, until that food is like open and I see it, I know that I'm just rolling the dice.
Yep.
KFC asked me to pull around, literally forgot my order. I tried to go in, but they were closed and cleaning up for the night. How long did he wait?
I paid for it, though. I paid already.
Are lobbies open now? Or like the inside?
A lot of them are.
Some are,
I most forgot are. All about lobbies.
Yeah, you can actually go into some places.
Yeah, sit down and eat, or sit down and pick up, or whatever you want to do.
I knew for a while they were not doing that because of staffing issues or something.
Well, I think the only, the only time you run into it now is they don't have enough people.
Yeah.
So they just keep the door shut.
Yeah, when you're in the line, they're still on the clock, so they need to get you your food. Once you pull out, you're not on the clock anymore, and that's why they don't give a damn.
Yep.
I think they're still busy serving everyone at the window. And they forget about you.
But if I bought a bucket of chicken and I'm thinking in my head I'm going to get that bucket of chicken, and then I go knock on the door and they've closed it and turned all the stuff off, I am red hot.
I feel like these situations at a KFC turn deadly.
Then they could. God. And you understand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I don't know if this is clever or cruel. As always, the internet is divided here. A guy in San Diego named John DeMaria built a remote control air horn to blast every time his neighbor's dog barks. He posted a video on TikTok to show how it works here.
Dog. And the damn thing barks nonstop. I mean, I roll over in my bed in my own room in my own house, and this damn dog barks at me. So I went ahead and built this invention, the Dog Zapper 2000. And have a look.
I hate the wife.
It's the wife laughing. So it's not that funny.
She just thinks he's the funniest guy of all time.
Oh my gosh.
Fully self-contained unit. Portable, fully remote controllable. With a lithium-ion battery. And that's how we're going to do it.
It's not working. It's not stopping him.
Dude's wife laughs just like that Muttley from his old cartoons.
Their dog hates it.
Oh, the dog is so mad.
So my neighbor.
So it's not clear if the air horn made a difference or not, but it sounds like it at least worked in a roundabout way. Once he started using the horn, the dog's owner came over to talk to him about it. Since then, he's been able to meet the dog, whose name is Zoe. So now they're friends, and he's hopeful that now she won't bark as much.
Back here.
Is this something for legal issues, or?
Who, me? No.
No. Come on. All right. No, not at all. This has been building up forever, wanting to meet this dog.
Oh, man, that's it.
All right, girl, you going to come say hi? Is she going to be nice?
Look out.
Is she going to be nice, or is she going to eat me? Come here, girl. All right. Hi, Zoe. Hi, girl. Oh, hi.
That dog, just its job is to protect that other house.
Hi, Zoe.
You can tell.
Good girl. Good girl. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? Come here, girl. Come on. Come inside. Good girl, Zoe.
It's a German Shepherd. It's job.
See, she's my friend now. Good girl. Oh. All right, hold on a sec.
Oh, man.
They say it's worked out. She doesn't bark as much now that she knows him.
You know what's crazy? He probably could have just like knocked on the fence and been like, hey, man, your dog, it's just driving me crazy. Instead, he built a horn and did all that stuff passive aggressively to start a conflict instead of just
meeting. Yeah,
it is. We have a dog on our street that is left outside all the time and barks and howls all the time.
It's probably why they leave outside.
No, it's barking because
it's outside. Yeah,
left right? Outside.
So I know how annoying it can be. I mean, we're not next door. It's down the street, but
you hear it, though.
Every time you're outside, you hear it, right?
Anytime my dog starts to bark, which is often, he comes in.
Right.
I bring him in.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be annoying.
No, because we're responsible pet owners, right? We don't. Jameson will bark from inside the house as dogs go by.
Yes.
Sure.
He's like,
okay.
Like, F you!
Yeah.
But
that's allowed.
Not outside. At 83 years old, when you decide to make a career change, probably your options are limited.
Yeah.
But an ex-priest just decided to make a big career change. He became a porn star.
I don't know why this happens from time to time.
They always end up having like successful OnlyFans and stuff because, oh, that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
That is creepy. Creepy old man.
Jeez.
I'd hate to know what kind of porn he's making.
Can you guess?
Gay porn.
Norm Self made a drastic career move from priesthood to Pornhub after he came out as gay and decided that he would like to become a porn star.
You know what, though? At least you finally are living the life you're supposed to live, Norm.
He's described the experience of having sex with strangers on camera as delightful and splendid.
Mm-hmm.
His first X-rated movie he made a few years ago. He said, my housemate asked me if I'd be in a film. I was invited in and all of a sudden all this attention comes to me. It was like having a party.
I bet. My God.
We were going to have sex anyway, so why not make it a liberating and bonding experience? He said, I decided that it would be something I would enjoy. He now, at 88, has a number of adult films under his belt. His latest one was in a rural setting. I guess they were down at the farm.
This might be the same priest that I've heard about before, seeing now that it's like...
Been around for a few
years. It's been 5 years, yeah.
He said, my problem with the church was sex is not treated as a joyous part of spiritual life.
Well, and I'm sure like the gay sex part isn't treated very fondly either in the old.
When asked if he would take part in more videos in the future, he said, absolutely. To share the good news with all that will hear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's disgusting. It's all
screen caps up in there.
As long as we don't see any live action.
No, and we're not going to. None of us need that.
Nope.
No one needs that in their life.
Oh, God. Does he have no shirt on there?
Yeah. He's topless.
He performs a different kind of communion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want his holy water.
No.
This is the reverse. The last guy we talked about, he did the reverse, right? He was a porn star, a straight porn star, I think.
Yeah.
And then he went into...
Found.
Yes. Oh. He became a priest.
Yeah.
So it can go both ways.
Yeah.
But I'll throw you for a loop when your priest becomes a gay porn star.
Did you hear about our priest?
What happened?
He's a gay porn star now. You always knew, kind of.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume it's like senior on senior.
No, that's not my guess. That's not my guess.
I'm thinking it's more senior on twink.
Oh, yeah, man.
Exactly. That's the video that sells.
It does?
Well, I mean, if you're going to make one.
Senior gays don't want to see senior gays get it on with other senior gays?
No senior gay wants to see... Senior gays are still men. And...
They want eye candy.
You know?
They want them young and virile.
Yeah.
Yikes.
There's not a lot of senior women porn either. You know what I mean?
Oh, there is. We've seen it.
Yeah, no, there's some, but I mean, it's not the big seller. The big seller is young.
How many senior women porns do you think are on Pornhub right now? I'd say millions.
Oh, I agree. I agree that there are millions because there are the people that are into that like weird like but grandma, mom.
They're starring with younger adult stars. They're not. You don't usually see like a senior woman and a senior man in a movie.
Exactly.
It's like the she's weird... playing the gilf or the milf of some sort, and it's a younger looking.
So it's
actor.
Not old man and old lady. It's old Correct. Lady with
right.
I'm not younger. Saying those videos don't exist, but if you go, the front page is not going to have, you know, likely two seniors
banging.
Yeah.
What am I going to look for? Senior sex?
I wish you wouldn't. I mean, I don't think you need to.
Senior sex porn. Oh, Lisa, just watch.
Yeah, but see, like, younger woman, yeah. Two old guys. Younger woman,
this
old guy.
This one's called
guy.
Grandpa Can't Keep His Balance.
Right? Well, he keeps... they're going to help.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
First time with an old couple. Yeah, the majority have a younger
yeah,
person.
Yeah, it's
involved.
Like, you know.
Or a sex doll. Oh, my God. The title of that one is horrific.
What?
I can't. No.
Which one?
No.
Well, let me see it.
No.
What? It's so which wrong.
He turns this sex doll into a pastry.
But look.
He's not...
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Yeah, the worst. Yeah. The worst.
Grandpa
yeah.
just doesn't realize it's a doll.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
He thought that was his girlfriend.
Right. He's not sure what's up.
Horrible. Horrible times. All right. From porn to sex stores. And there is a dude who's racking up the views on TikTok with his humorous story spent working at a sex store.
A male?
He's a dude.
Sex store worker? Yep.
And... he's worked at a sex store, and he's sharing his stories of his time there online. If you've done this, sex store, strip club, you know, whatever it was, if you worked in an adult-type business, mm-hmm. and if you have any kind of crazy story to share, you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969, toll-free, 1-855-954-6969. Weirdest time at the adult business you worked at. We'd love to hear it. So this dude here, his name is Peyton Dow. He's from Chicago. He said, when you worked for an adult store for 7 years and remember random stuff sometimes, in each of his clips, he details his encounters with kink craze customers, and they're getting like millions of views online. Here's the dude. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
So he shared a video just the other day. Saying he once tried to stop a woman with a stroller from entering the store. I told her she couldn't bring the baby inside, obviously, but it ended up being her boyfriend in the stroller, he said.
Oh. It's a big stroller. Unless it was a little boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Dave.
Both terrify me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Both equally terrify me.
Dave.
Big stroller or little boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep.
He said definitely was a kink I didn't understand.
I feel like when you work at a sex toy shop, you're some of the kinkiest people ever.
I do feel like that.
You know?
Like you have to be kinky to even...
Yeah. Yeah.
I think like, they're really excited to tell you about the stuff.
Yeah. There's something about you. You know? There's something going on.
I'll tell you a story about petting a dog in a moment. But first, we have Crystal, who's with us. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
How are you?
Good. You worked in an adult store.
I did.
And
so you get after it.
Pardon?
So do you get after it or what?
Well, I mean, what do you mean by that?
Like, he was saying you have to be a certain personality to work in an adult store. Like, you yourself would have to be kind of a kinky person, right?
Well, for sure, yeah. I'm pretty open about stuff.
Okay, did you start out really open, or did working there open you up to new horizons?
No, I was kind of open before I worked there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
That's normal
nowadays.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, what happened when you were working there?
Well, a bunch of stuff happened, but the biggest one was it's illegal to bring stuff back after you use it, obviously. A dude came in with, like, a gift bag and brought out, I guess, a vibrator, the one with the little bunny on it.
Oh, yeah.
And plopped it on the glass counter, crusty, dirty, nasty.
Oh,
and
well used. Well used.
And he wanted a refund because part of it didn't work anymore.
Well.
He used it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you blasted that thing to oblivion.
Don't ever use the word crusty.
Oh, man.
Like that again.
It was bad.
So, like, okay, let's just say I buy one and I take it home and it doesn't work. I can't return it, or as long as I return it right away?
As long as it's not used. If you return it right away, then that's a little bit different. But you can't bring something in used and, like, here, I want another one.
Yeah, like, right. I bought this 6 months ago and... The bunny ears stopped.
I'd go through so much spray Purell on every one touched when they were gone.
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it was fun cleaning that counter afterwards.
Did you find that men were really gross to you? Or
I did have a decent amount of phone calls asking for, like, penis pumps and, stuff like that, pocket things to play with. I had one call and asked if, like, there was one that he can attach to the underside of his desk. I talked to him for 20 minutes, and then he never showed up.
Well, imagine. Don't you think he was just jerking off listening to you talk?
Well,
probably.
Right. Know more about this item that connects underneath the desk?
Right. Like,
I can build you one.
That's
it. I can build you one.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was actually, like, looking. Like, oh, this one seems good. I think you can attach this one.
No, the customer service.
Yeah, you're amazing. I think they go above and beyond.
Yeah,
honestly.
To stay on the line for 20 minutes with a pervert, you're
they
incredible.
Go above and beyond.
Crystal, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
See ya. Someone said, long before I was born, my mom worked at an adult store.
Oh, man, I never want to find that.
She ended up working there, though, just for one day. They asked her to mop up the peep show room, and she quit.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that mop. All the children trapped in that mop.
That I'd learned something that day about my own mom. Like, to even find out that my mom, for one day, decided she wanted to work at a sex shop. I'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, she should have kept that to herself.
You know, she should have.
One day in her life.
I remember there being a point in my life. It was like during the Blockbuster times where I was like, if only I could get a job at a sex store. I was like, that'll do it. That'll be the way to go. And there was like a really couple really cool ones. I never got the job there. I didn't think I was.
No.
You weren't
the material. Yeah, apparently
did you fill out
the
application?
I did.
You tried.
I tried to get in there.
You tried.
Those were my two big dreams. I was like, it's not going to work out if I don't work at this adult bookstore or Family Video.
Yeah.
Those were my career.
Well, then you got the strip club gig, which is
that was
the
later.
Same.
Yeah, way later, but
better. I would assume better than the adult bookstore.
Yeah.
Right.
It's much better. Yeah.
What's funny is before Dave called me and saved me from Arizona, I was going to go with my manager at the gas station. I was going to go with her to go run a sex store.
Come on, really?
That joke. Yep.
We have two possible sex store workers.
That makes sense.
There was a big chain. There was a big chain opening. Like, they had just moved into the area and they were opening up new stores. And I didn't have the experience to become like an actual manager. And she's like, hey, if I get this gig, would you come over and be my assistant if I can get you in? I'm like, selling dildos? Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the roller grill, but yes, let me go be a dildo slinger.
I just felt like if you're going to work retail, that would be kind of a cool retail job.
What did I just feel like you'd meet the worst of people?
I think I'd be pretty bad.
I was always looking for interesting.
I'm going to be honest.
It would be interesting. You're right.
If I went into one of those places and it's a guy there, I'm instantly disturbed.
Disturbed or, like, wouldn't it be more comfortable? Like,
no.
You're not, like, you think the woman's judging you for the porn
I don't
you
care
wanna...
that she's judging me. To me, like, a guy there, it's just more pervy.
I've never actually encountered a male working at one of those novelty stores.
Me either.
It's always been a female.
It's usually like smoker lady type chicks. Whenever
right. Like, they really get
like
after it.
Shock them.
Yeah, I've tried every single thing here six times.
So Andrew's a dude that worked at one of these places. Mm. Andrew, what happened?
Andrew.
Well, let me tell you, I was 18 years old, away at college, and got my first job. Can I even say what city or no?
I don't care. Yeah, whatever city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm working in Ypsilanti at a bookstore.
Yep.
And after about the first week there, I had to clean out the viewing rooms. They said, "Oh, just mop it, give it a light wipe down." And it took me a while for 2 + 2 to add up to 4, and then constant gay guys coming in, getting dildos and different things from behind the counter that I had to get them, and they'd be touching each other in the face and slapping each other on the, you know what. And after 1 week, I told my boss, I'm like, dude, I can't work here anymore. And then they says, well, you're a pretty good sized dude. Why don't you come bounce up front in the club? But I couldn't take all the gay stuff that was for their girlfriend, you know, that was clearly two guys were buying it for themselves,
right?
Slapping each other with it, chasing each other around like
that's how James and Chuck shop.
Yeah,
though.
We need James just joshing around.
Ladies. It's for their ladies, it's but they're joshing around fun. A bit. They're just having fun. You know?
The Joshua test.
Worked on me.
And maybe that's why there's not a lot of guys working at the adult store.
Well, I feel like if you're a guy, that's part of it, that you might be hired to be some kind of eye candy for certain people that are coming in there. Because I think there's that. There's either the real experienced people that work there or like the semi-attractive girls that have to be hit on just nonstop in there by pervs.
This guy that started the conversation here with his TikTok, he said he had a woman ask if I wanted to pet her dog. He said, oh, sure. And he walked outside. It was her husband on all fours on a leash.
Good boy. Can we give him a treat?
So, like, you pet him, you know? Do you pet him?
The grossest thing, though, he said that happened, and this is what he's saying. A girl removed her boyfriend's butt plug in the store after they purchased a new one and switched them out.
Do you have a garbage?
Could you throw that in the garbage?
Yeah, do you have a garbage behind there?
Here's a recycling bin. Put it right in there for the reusable sex toys.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
God. I'll put that right in the dishwasher.
We send those to third world countries.
And James just puts it in his collection.
Someone else said, I worked in an adult store that had a large bondage section.
Mm-hmm.
A guy came in asking for everything possible to chain someone up and gag them. And the vibes he was giving off were super creepy. You don't call the police, baby?
Well, no, because it's just, more times than not, it's just sexual. It's not like the guy in the basement, you know, where he kills somebody. That does happen.
Yeah, mostly just freaky people.
I worked at a strip club. Girl was dancing. She suddenly started pooping on the stage and didn't even realize it.
Well, that's a mood killer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's a
the bouncer's
opioid butthole relax.
That stuff constipates.
Oh, it does. Just what would make your butthole just loose?
Release.
Cocaine with baby laxative in it.
Yeah, there you go.
The bouncers came running to block the stage.
Night's over at that point.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not.
I tried to clean it up as best as I could.
Mm. Well, someone did. You know that. The show must go on. I'm sure that's how they looked at it.
I guarantee they left the music.
Oh, the music's gone.
Apparently, it was the after effects of something she had just done in the back room with a customer.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
The cinnamon roll.
Stop it!
You put it that way, I guess, yes.
My dear God. Come on.
Sorry, but that's no good. It's no good.
Oh, my God. In high school, my mother ran an escorting service.
Mm.
Huh. Your mom was a madam.
You learn a lot about mom that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they generally have been around the block a few times themselves.
Well, I almost feel like a madam generally is someone who's gone through the business and realized I can kind of look out for some up-and-coming prospects.
I met my girlfriend at her job, which was a sex shop. I left her a card saying, if you're single, text me. 2 years later, here we are. Beautiful. She's bold. For someone to actually text that person back who left their card at the sex shop?
I think that's the kind of girl that's working there. They're open to, you know, wild times. You don't meet a lot of librarians that are like in there and not up to anything, you know?
I'm a guy, worked at a porn store, crazy stuff. Lesbian asked me to try a strap-on on for her.
Sure.
Had to get a nurse arrested because she went nuts after not being able to return used underwear.
Like a naughty nurse or a regular nurse?
I think a regular nurse.
I don't know.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell
with that story. Like, yeah. What are we talking? Sexy nurse?
What was she in?
I would short. Assume a real nurse. I would assume a real nurse.
I hope.
And while we're on this theme here, let's get to this.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
Well, this goes right in line with some of the stories we've just been hearing about, but 31-year-old Gabriel Lance Moore of Cedar Bluff. He got up to no good at his local Walmart.
Okay.
He was arrested at the Walmart after exposing his penis while shoving a vibrating sexual stimulator into his rear end.
Wow, that's bold.
Is that how you shop at Walmart?
Yeah, no.
It is not, James.
You should try sometime.
As long as you keep your pants zipped up, you can do what you like, I guess.
Yeah, it was probably a dark day for Walmart when they had to start selling those. They're like, we don't know how this will go.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. Sure.
I never even thought about him just pulling it off the shelf. I guess I thought he brought his own.
No, he probably...
But he just opened that up, huh? I'm going to try this out right now. It's kind of like when people, like, grab a drink and start drinking it before they paid for it.
Yeah, or eating, like, the fruit.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm going to pay for it. I just thought I'd try it.
Let me see if I like this one. Well, you can't do that.
No.
He was taken into custody just after 8 p.m. He's charged with public indecency. That seems like it should be more. Don't you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is.
It's indecent just in terms of Walmart standards.
Yeah.
There is his mugshot right there.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, what are you doing? Gabe.
Why are you going to Walmart, Gabriel?
Gabe, what? Mm-hmm. Why are you on that aisle, Gabe?
What's that humming?
It's not good.
No, it's not good. I found some pants here, Gabe.
You want to put those on?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.